This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Change in weather and cold waves threw life out of gear in several districts across the country. Down a section of East-West Highway blocked due to thick fog. Health Ministry warns of taking action against hospitals and health facilities operating services without renewing licenses. Health High-Level Economic Reforms Recommendation Commission suggests government address the crisis in problematic cooperatives and increase capital expenditure. And nearly 180,000 people killed in road accidents in India last year. Now, the news in detail. The change in weather and cold waves have affected life in the districts of Tarai, high mountain and hilly areas of the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has reported snowfall in the mountain and hilly areas in the districts in the east, including Songkhua Sabha and Taplesung. Meteorologist Santi Karel said, although the cold wave in the Tarai is gradually receding, the cold weather will continue today and tomorrow as well. One-way traffic on the Butwal-Narayangarh section along the east-west highway, which was blocked due to thick fog and cold waves, was resumed at Downey yesterday afternoon, but it has been blocked again since this morning. Chief District Officer of Nawalparasi West, Scheme Shrestha, informed that the road was blocked after four vehicles collided while overtaking at Downey. She urged drivers to exercise caution as the road condition remains slippery due to the cold wave today as well. Chief District Officer Shrestha said that the movement is difficult due to thick fog and cold waves. Meanwhile, our correspondent also said the travelers travelling on the road section have demanded the government expedite the road construction and immediately proceed with the work so that the risk while travelling are reduced. The Ministry of Health and Population has warned of taking action against hospitals and health facilities that have not renewed their licenses. In a notice issued yesterday, the Ministry urged all private government, non-government and community hospitals and health facilities to renew their licenses and also warned that failure to do so would result in action. Ministry's spokesperson Dr. Prakash Burathuki stated that the notice was issued after complaints were received about hospitals and health facilities operating without valid licenses. He further emphasized that facilities found in violation during monitoring would face penalties. The High-Level Economic Reforms Recommendation Committee led by Rameshwar Prasad Khanal has submitted an interim report to Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Finance Bishnu Prasad Paudel. The report highlights key issues for strengthening the economy, including clearing government liabilities, aiding troubled borrowers in the financial sector and enacting laws to regulate commercial lending. It also recommends addressing the crisis in problematic cooperatives, increasing capital expenditure for the remainder of the fiscal year, speeding up disaster recovery, expediting compensation for land acquisitions and enhancing support for Indian tourists arriving by land. An IMF staff team led by Sarwat Jahan is in Nepal to review the country's extended credit facility, ECF, during a meeting with Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel at the Finance Ministry yesterday. Minister Paudel highlighted recent improvements in Nepal's economy and expressed confidence that the continued efforts would yield further positive results. The minister emphasized the government's commitment to addressing the economic challenges through legal, policy and dialogue-based solutions. The IMF team is reviewing past reforms and preparing for future initiatives to support economic development. In January 2022, Nepal took an ECF loan of $371.6 million to address issues like declining foreign reserves and a weak balance of payments. The IMF stressed the need for a financial system, strengthening fiscal discipline and efforts to prevent money laundering for long-term economic stability. The Nepal Construction Industry Council has urged the government to settle outstanding payments and create a more favourable environment for the construction sector. Council leaders, including Chairman Balibhadra Rana, raised concerns during a meeting with Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. They requested an amendment to the public procurement regulations and adjustments to contract prices, citing rising material cost and including cement and steel. Prime Minister Oli assured that some dues had been paid and instructed relevant authorities to facilitate payment of the remaining amounts. The Patan High Court paved the way for the Press Council Nepal to regulate and take action against online portals spreading unverified and misleading news and information. A division bench of judges Khadananda Tiwari and Krishnaram Koirala yesterday ruled in favour of the media content regulatory body that no immediate order was required to interfere with the council's functions. The decision came in response to a writ petition filed by Dio Media running a news portal which had sought an interim order against the council's decision. The ruling has affirmed the council's authority in the matter, thereby enabling it to bring erring media to book. The ruling has a bearing on the council's decision to blacklist various online portals for spreading misleading and false information, as well as failing to comply with the regulatory guidelines. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba has requested the Israeli government through Ambassador Samulik Bas to secure the release of Bipin Joshi, a Nepali student believed to be in Hamas captivity. During a courtesy meeting at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs yesterday, Minister Dr. Rana discussed Joshi's condition and urged further initiatives for his release. Minister Dr. Rana sought Israeli cooperation, citing reports indicating that Hamas is preparing to release 34 captives. She conveyed Nepal's strong request to the Israeli government via Ambassador Bas. Ambassador Bas informed that Israel had previously shared a list with the Hamas seeking a release of elderly individuals, women and children in the fragile health condition. He added that the preparations for the release in the first phase were underway. In October 2023, a Hamas attack on Israeli territory resulted in the deaths of over 1,000 people, including 10 Nepalese, and the abduction of several individuals, including Joshi. With reports of a potential release, Nepal is pushing for Joshi's inclusion in the list of captives to be freed. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for some international news update. India's Minister of Road Transport and Highways, Nitin Gadkari, has said around 180,000 people died in road accidents in India during the year 2024, out of whom there were 30,000 people who died while riding two-wheelers without wearing a helmet. According to the minister, 66% of those who died in the road accidents in the country were at the age group of 18 to 34 years. Among the dead were nearly 10,000 school students, and added that such deaths took place due to a lack of proper traffic arrangements in front of schools and other educational institutions. Minister Gadkari said a new scheme of cashless treatment of road accident victims was being launched in order to save human lives. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the general influence of westerly winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi province and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. The division said that the hilly areas of Kosi province will witness partly cloudy weather and mainly fair weather in the rest of parts of the country this afternoon, and stated that in one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the Kosi province will receive light snowfall. The department has stated that this pattern of weather will continue in the provinces in the afternoon as well. Presently, there is a foggy weather in the many places of the Tarai region, and it is likely to occur at many places tomorrow morning as well. The division has urged all concerned to remain alert. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Change in weather and cold waves threw life out of gear in several districts across the country. Down a section of East-West Highway blocked due to thick fog. Health Ministry warns of taking action against hospitals and health facilities operating services without renewing licenses. High-level economic reforms and recommendation commission suggest government address the crisis in problematic cooperatives and increase capital expenditure. And nearly 180,000 people killed in road accidents in India last year. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, radionepalonline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.